This is tape recording number 7007C15SO, a tape recorded lecture given by L. Ron Hubbard on the 15th of July, 1970. The title of this lecture is Missions and Orders, Portmanteau. It is 29 minutes and 37 seconds long. Copyright C, 1970-1975 by L. Ron Hubbard. All world performance rights reserved. This recording has been re-recorded by the Flag Audio Unit of the Flagship Apollo of the Sea Organization. And now, here is L. Ron Hubbard.
Okay, this is a short talk to Mission Action Bureau regarding missions and orders. And this is 15 July 1970. Just want to make this a matter of record. I had a talk with you last night on the subject of portmanteauing. And that sounds like something. It means putting everything in the same bag. Portmanteauing mission orders, whereby an organizing mission is also made into an operating mission. There are various functions involved here. In a mission where you're going to set something up, there is nothing there of any kind whatsoever. There has to be, first and foremost, a stage of preparation, and very often you could issue a mission order aboard to have such and so, so and so prepared. I did that one time for OTL Africa. I said the packs, the checkout packs, how you run OTLs and how you recruit and what the communication lines are and the formation and org structure and so on. All of those packs should be prepared. And then a list of all of the Sea Org members on leave in South Africa had to be compiled. In other words, this was a preparation action. Now that is the thing which is most left out, is preparation. And your next action on something is an organizing action. You would send a mission which had all of its materials. Now, you see, you already have a preparation with missionaries. They have gone through mission school, and you prepare them with briefing and clay demos and all that. In other words, you do preparation yourself. So you very often overlook the fact that there might have had to have been some other preparation. For instance, if you were to run a mission right now, and it was supposed to scout down something or other, there'd have to be a preparation mission to gather together all of the materials that had to do with that. Otherwise, you wouldn't have anything to brief with. So you'd first write up a mission, which would be an on-board mission, and it would probably be a project order, and it'd probably go to the preparations branch as an urgent preparation action, because it's not a check sheet. But they'd get together all of the information. Actually, one of these things happens in an extreme condition. You're going to send somebody to St. Hill to do so-and-so. Well, you want an extreme conditions pack compiled by the admin unit, and that's a project order. And the neat way to do that is not just to say to somebody, hey, how about compiling this, or give me something, or something like that, but to say what you're looking for. And it might have to do with ethics records or information or debriefs or Thursday reports for a certain period, you see, or any folders we have from people who are in that area, or, don't you see? So it'd have to be a project order of some kind or another. All right, now you've got this. That's all collected. Now your next action is to send a couple of missionaries there. Well, now that's easy, because all you'd have to do is brief them on what is going on and what is known, because this is your outpoint action. They've now gathered up the outpoint so they know where to look. If you'll notice in the data series, it says you spot all the outpoints that you can spot, and then it tells you where to look. If you spot it up in the outpoints of the world, if you took the outpoints out of news releases and other things and so forth, you would send people to Moscow. If you were doing a space opera action here, the outpoint would say Moscow should be investigated. You see? But you wouldn't know what was wrong in Moscow, perhaps. You get the idea. So this action of preparation can easily go to an investigation, which is slightly different than an observation, but it comes under the heading. It's a special kind of observation. So you'd be sending out an investigatory mission. Now let's look at another line. Let's look at an entirely different line of country. You're going to put an OTL in Switzerland. We have no such intention. But look at this. You'd have to have some kind of a preparation, even if it was just reading the Encyclopedia Britannica and a map. Where's Bern? Where's this? Where's that? Now, because I quite ordinarily do these things, you miss them. I ordinarily do these things. I ordinarily send a fairly compact order. How do I say, for instance, put an OTL in Bern? Why do I say Bern? preparation has already been done of sorts. Actually, the preparation is quite often done by, for me, done by the LRHPersonal.com. All this stuff you see over here, preparations, that big pile of stuff, they're preparations of some kind or another. And they're all waiting on an opportune moment. And they're not necessarily stuff for the Action Bureau. They have to do with tech and they have to do with this and that. But what's this add up to? It adds up to their different types of missions. And every time you try to portmanteau a mission, you're going to be in trouble. How do I find out? Send it to Byrne. I do a preparation. I get the Encyclopedia Britannica. I ask some people what they know about it, that it may be been there. I do this, do that, and all of a sudden I say, ha, it's Byrne. See? Ah, yeah, yeah, ah, so, Byrne. And then there's nothing there for us. We don't have anything there. So now we've got to have an organizing mission. We've already had a mission fail in Switzerland, and it was normally because it wasn't sufficiently well written. It was a running mission. It was portmanteaued. So you'd send an organizing mission to Byrne. You've done your preparation, you found out it was Byrne, they go there, and maybe they find out it isn't Byrne. Maybe it's supposed to be in Zurich. But in any event, they put together all of the things necessary for an OTL. They get it all set up. They got it straight, and then you send a running mission or an operating mission. Now, you've just got through portmanteauing a mission. It organized something that was going to run. It went over and started running before it organized, and it was all backwards and upside down, so you sent the organizing mission, and then we found out the organization hadn't been done at all. You didn't have any of the papers, the stuff that was the authorities, and so forth. They were all gone. See, we didn't have anything. You didn't have all the legal papers. There was no bank mandate minute. There was no this. There was no that. That mission went over there. It couldn't have done a thing, really. It might have been given some papers, but it was not organized. It was a brush-off. Do you follow? All right. Anytime you want to explain why these things are, it's spelled in four letters. L-A-Z-Y. And if you want to figure out anything went wrong, just spell it in those four letters, and you've got it. There can also be an organizational fault where you are. From my point of view, I always go over something like this. Was the order I issued explicit? If not, I'll make it more explicit. You see, I'm not trying to run a service vac on people I'm working with, do you see? Next thing is there some fault in the organization which is doing this, and I will try to remedy that. And meanwhile, while I'm doing those two things, I will try to cope with the situation and put it right at the same time. Do you understand? That is an inevitable sequence. Now, if it still goes wrong, I consider then that the people who were sent are at fault, only after I've corrected this other. Of course, I hold them responsible for making things go right. You follow? And all the mission orders which I wrote while I was still writing mission orders had an escape clause. I said, do all that is necessary to accomplish the major purpose of this mission. Not the major target, the major purpose. I found out purpose. I found out when missions don't have purposes written in, for instance, the missionary will put a purpose in, it's often a wrong one. Purpose is different than the target. And you'll see them come through incompetently written sometimes, where the purpose is just stated twice. The purpose is actually just a target. Somebody hasn't figured out the difference between a purpose and a target. For instance, if you said to straighten out St. Hill, and you said your purpose is to make St. Hill run, major target to straighten out St. Hill, it's nuts. You haven't figured out what your ideal scene. Your ideal scene comes in alongside of the purpose. So what is the eventual total ideal scene? But probably be clear England. Purpose of the mission, clear England. Help clear England, or something like this, you think? You've got to have some idea of the ideal scene to where they're going. It would be a broader action. It would couple with the purpose of St. Hill. Now you'd have the major target, fix St. Hill up so that it's something or other. All right, now let's look at these things. You've got preparation. If something is there, you can send a running action, or you can send a correction action, or you can send a supervision action. The key ingredients fit in here, but they're not quite the same. You see, observation becomes intelligence. Supervision becomes ethics. You get the idea? Do you follow me? So you definitely have different types of missions. And the tendency, and the reason why missions fail. The tendency is to portmanteau these various purposes into a blanket set of mission orders. Now, what is important right here, I could make a far clearer statement about this and go out to its reductio ad nauseum, way on out, and I could lay you down some of the wildest philosophic patterns for the number of steps for missions, but it would be intended to what you have to do. And all you have to ask is, have we omitted some essential step? Now, sending missions to an org of 6 or 7 people is kind of nuts, because it can't be a running mission. It can't be a mission which sits on top of the EC and says, do this and do that and do the other thing, because they obviously aren't even organized. There really isn't anything there. You could give them an org program number one and that number one program pack and check it out on all staff members. And you could do various things which would organize something. Now you've got an organization which is running, and it should be running okay. It's got lots of staff members. It must be running wrong somehow. So you're going to have to send in a correction mission. But if you yourself don't figure these out, and if you don't look at this as a scene in itself and able to evolve it, there are too many different combinations to lay down a mathematical scheme for you. What I'm asking you to be aware of is the fact there are different types of missions, and you get an out point of out of sequence. And you can send your missions in such a way that you get an out point of out of sequence, and your missions will fail. And I think this is why we're getting some failed missions. They're out of sequence. See, we're doing one right now that's out of sequence, if necessary. We sent over actually a running. They understood their idea was to run this. And then after that, we sent the organizing mission. See, but at least we sent an organizing mission. See? Up to that moment, it was an omitted mission. So you want to be very careful of it, not to omit a mission in sequence, not to send them in wrong sequence, not to bear up the sequence. Do you understand? Your missions ordinarily are going too late, so time is ordinarily already fouled up. And our observation lines have to be watched much more carefully and much more closely. Otherwise, your mission is too late. Therefore, it has to be too drastic. Well, I'm not trying to give you a bunch of muddy stuff. You just have to figure this thing out and get it straight in your skull, because if you don't, why, you all of a sudden will run up against a strange one that we haven't covered in some scale or some carefully plotted mathematical sequence of, we like, for instance, have to send a PR mission into the area to straighten out the goofiness that has already occurred in the area before we can send out a mission to organize the area. You get the idea? So you better start figuring, but it's up to you to figure these things out. Where do we begin this thing? Well, begin it where you can begin it to make it go right. The operating actions, this is, don't portmanteau. Don't jam 2 or 3 missions into one. Find out and send one in time. Don't send out an unprepared mission into the blue. Build up a library of information. Get your intelligence so it functions. Or at least have somebody to pull intelligence from, that library. And you'll get somewhere. Now let's go back to the orders that have to do with this mission right now that you're beating your brains out over. There are 3 missions involved in it. They aren't really missions. There's 1 mission involved in it. And 2 project orders. And if you put all those in the same mission, you're going to go, boy, that's a super portmanteau. Now, let me tell you what happened. Let's get now the background history of this. At one time, we had suppliers. Now, understand, I'm not saying clothing suppliers. This is how it all got portmanteaued wrong way, too. Once upon a time, we had suppliers. The Royal Scotsman did. We could write to Boggarwee Incorporated and get ourselves some lamps through OTLWW. We could write to OTL New York and get ourselves a couple of new Commodore's flags from Manhattan Marine. You see this? We can't do that anymore. What's going on now is purchasing and material and supply on board the ship walks off the gangway with a little shopping bag and goes to the local tie shop and says they have no naval uniforms. You got this. In other words, the whole supply network has gone out. lamps, rope, flags, flares. You got it. The whole lousy lot. So you have a mission called suppliers. And those OTLs already have some lists, and we already have some catalogs. And we already have some of this, that, and the other thing. So you've got a preparation step. So there's probably an onboard sort of preparation project order. I'll find out the names and addresses of who the uniform people we used to do business with in Hull, and the names and addresses of companies that we did business with in England out of our old 67, 68 files. And that's a little project order on preparation. Now that's followed by a mission order to each OTO to go locate these people and to locate wholesalers or suppliers who can supply the following types of items, which are well described by you. Make a card catalog of them. Get a description of how these people are going to be paid. Do you see? And how they have to be paid. Now that is followed back through onto their debriefs must be very explicit, because you'll have to have a following mission on board the ship to set up some kind, or a project order, probably a project order again, to set up a supply material section here. Got it? All right. Now we've gotten that far. There are some things we need. And we have a whole uniform project. Now we have to work out a way with the OTO on how these supplies are going to be paid as part of those mission orders of suppliers. Now, is this mission starting to take some kind of shape? Now you're already, from your preparation here, you're going to have a list for each one of these OTLs of companies we have done business with in those particular areas, or we can refer in the mission orders to companies we have done business with. So that's your preparation project, and you get that done, why, then you can write the mission orders. Now let's go around and see these cats and see how they want to be paid and see what they can supply and what discounts they give and what is their price ranges on this, that, and the other thing. Got it? You're putting in a whole supply network and seeing if people are too upset to do it. Now, when you get the debriefs of all of this, that mission's also got to interview the OTL concerning logistics and give you lots of answers as to how they can't order, how they can't ship, how they can't, don't necessarily make it insulting, how are you going to ship these items, you put? How are they going to be paid for? How are they going to, you know, all the other little points. You know, you have to be damn clever to write mission orders. You have to be a screaming genius. Just make up your mind. That's all that's being required of you, is to be a genius. So don't bother anybody about not being one or being over your head or too difficult or something like that, because you're already violating an order, which is be a genius. Get a non-compliance quicker than scat for not being a genius right now. You got it. All right. Now, you've got beautiful uniforms, and you've got this and that. You can take these blazer things. They can actually be run off. Your first mission can show them to some clothier. Actually, this is the type of clothier who supplies schools and who supplies this type of person. I can tell you right now, the best uniforms that were ever furnished the Sea Org were purchased from a chandler's shop in Hull. And by the Avon River. And that stuff is still good, and that stuff was relatively cheap, and they gave a whole sack of Uniform B, work clothes, boiler suit, and I don't know what all they had, but there was quite a project on this that's disappeared. And they did all right. Chandler's shop, Southampton, fair. Officers' uniforms and so forth, that's fair, but it wasn't as good as Hull. Nowhere near. So I know something about the line. For instance, I know Manhattan Marine. Not wholesale, but they might even give us a discount. So discounts have to be asked for, particularly quantity discounts or account purchases or something. Now you've got your uniforms. Now you've got your lines in. Now you can tell the commanding officer of AOLA to go to Wang Bang and Company and start sending his people to Wang Bang and Company and have them outfitted with this exact uniform. But your OTL is already in communication with Wang Bang and Company, and they know how it's going to be paid for, and there's no randomity here by which we can say, we're well able to uniform the crew, and that's why they're wearing little tiny straw hats. You get it? Now, this is how you make it impossible to non-comply, and that is part of the business of the Action Bureau. How does it become impossible to non-comply? Now, that is not really in a spirit of goodwill at all. But the goodwill on these lines, on these subjects, is so slight that you could measure it with an axe. Because an item comes in that is spelled in four letters, L-A-Z-Y. Well, can't do it. Well, FBO couldn't get it through financial planning. Never submitted any CSWs, as a matter of fact, whenever we wrote the POs, because we knew it couldn't get through. It's all spelled L-A-Z-Y, careless. No CSW. Didn't do any preparation. Preparation might have consisted of counting the number of crew members. Preparation might have consisted of measuring them. So they get around that by just not doing it and saying it's FP or something. You get it? I'm not trying to put a bitter note on the line. I'm just saying that through my experience, it's very hard to get these things through. Now, hear me now. The system you use in getting these things through is to figure out all the angles and all the blocks before they occur and push right straight on through with them. And you're not writing from the goodwill of, oh, well, they'll figure out some way to get over this little step. They won't. If you haven't got it figured out in advance, it won't be figured out then. When you're trying to correct a situation with missions, you do it without point analysis. You're going to be required a lot of investigatory missions on the basis of extreme conditions. The pattern on flag will be as follows. We see what is going on. We know we've got to get something in. We send a flag missionary to handle it. You get that pattern? So we're putting the ship here. We've been at that for some time. Now we've got specialist training. This ship is much safer to operate than it ever has been. We'll continue on that line, and she'll continue to be snap and pop. Got that? All right. You notice these are all slightly overlapping actions. You see? Now you're actually, with this set of missions, operating on image. But you're also operating on image here and image there. So this is all part of an image pattern. So these are preparatory actions to bringing up the whole image. Eventually, you're going to see orgs in every port. Mind you, all the time we're working with orgs. Then we really start setting up orgs. We're just setting them up right now so they endure as sort of beachheads. But now that's nothing compared to how those orgs are going to function. Furthermore, there'll be an FBO alongside of every one of those orgs, and they'll be profitable to us so they can bear some of the cost. And then you will probably be sending observation missions out into the field so we can ask the rather nasty question of, why haven't you? You got it. So you see, we're putting a flag here, and then we're going to put orbs there. And when I say there, I mean really mean there. Thud. You see? So this is the direction we're operating. We're operating on an expansion of a build-up from a solid platform. You see? All right. Now, you're going to have to write lots of missions to get this sort of thing in. And every time you miswrite a mission, you put the program that far back. Every time you don't fully get the order, you're that far back. Now, you've given me this mission right up here, which is portmanteau. It's perfectly all right to have them stencil these uniforms, so that the guy has some kind of an idea of what kind of a clothier he's asking for. But you're liable to get him totally off beat onto, oh, we're wearing a uniform, the O-L-L-A, yeah, I get it. Well, actually, we don't have enough FP to do that now.
Yeah.
No, all you want is the name and address and the cost in Los Angeles. And the thought must be that it's for flag. Do you understand? We can now send an order out to OTL, to back and forth, and get AOLA uniformed. And it will happen. So you're in the business, in the Action Bureau, making things happen. So you've got to figure out what will break this down so it won't happen. You've got to imagine. And then you've got to overcome that with your mission writing. And the way to make sure nothing happens is to portmanteau it or do it carelessly or sloppily in some way so that somebody can go across some corner of it and it doesn't get done. If you think for a moment that a dispatch traffic line is worth much to tell you how it is all going, to show you the vitalness of missions, to tell you how it is all going on the ship Buckaroo. Everything's fine, yes. We had an argument the other day between the public officer and the third mate. And that's all settled now. Everything is cool. And our PRO area control is terrific. And everything is fine. And all of a sudden, we get on a hidden communication line and so forth, without much comment on it, a letter from the port authorities saying the ship can be ordered to leave at any time because it is not performing the functions which it said it was going to perform when it came into the harbor. Totally neglected in there. So what is this scene? Well, you see a missionaire up there right now shoving them off onto new types of duties and making sure they get away from the dock, making sure they function, make sure they won't. Do you understand? But we knew from outpoints that it was wrong up there. Just from outpoints. 1 minute, why, somebody has seen all about this, but the next time we hear about it, somebody else saw all about this. It's all two different people supposed to have done the same thing. You get the idea. Outpoints, outpoints, outpoints. And it was mainly by outpoints. Did you see how you're going to have to operate? Stats will tell you the truth. We found the other day that the public was demanding training, but registrars weren't selling it to them. They were selling them processing. We had a terrific registrar stat. We found out it's the wrong stat. That's the public division interviews that are shoving that stat up. They're not trying to sell major packages. You get these crazy little outnesses. You don't get these on any line but stats. So you operate by stats. If you want something to happen, you take all those actions necessary to make it happen. And that is the Action Bureau, that makes something happen. And that is the motto. You are about to make something happen. But if you're going to make things happen, then you have to take all those steps and all those missions necessary to make it happen. All those project orders executed, then the mission written, and so on. So it stretches out into a sensible sequence with no parts of the sequence dropped. And then you got it made. Now, your source of orders is something you are probably a bit baffled about. And it is never very safe to embark unless you have sitting in front of you the original order that was issued. Perfectly all right to send me a request for out of mission, but not in the dispatch line. So your commission's got to go and you've got to be fast about it. Your preparation is cut down and a lot of other things are cut down. But the living truth of the matter is you shouldn't be yo-yoing around on a dispatch line. Because dispatches are very poor indeed. What you should be doing is laying that request. Make sure that request is laid right here. Your operations folder and so forth should always come straight through. And then you've got your requests and we can expedite the thing. It's a hand line. You're on a rush line, which is hand carried center of the desk. And don't go getting it slow or slowed down on this and that. Now, do you get some broader view both of what we're doing and how you go about handling one of these situations? It is very probable that I have erred occasionally in not giving you a specific enough picture of the situation. You very often will be in that position. I want to call to your attention the most successful missions that were written and activated that did push the stats to hell and gone were written by me, the missionaire briefed by me, the mission run by me. Now, my stat on this is pretty high. I only expect you to have an equally high stat. And it's an order to have a high stat, so don't be a non-compliance. Okay? Are there any questions? Does this clarify it for you then? All right. Don't ever be ashamed to ask what are the angles on something, because you'll get further if you do, and you'll save yourself a lot of work. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.